A windmill spins in Brian Maurer's front yard. Maurer lives in Widowville, a tiny township located between Cleveland and Columbus, Ohio. The windmill is just one element of Maurer's home energy system. Maurer's retrofitted his medium-sized farmhouse for solar power. A bank of solar photoelectric panels glisten on his roof.
And when the sun hits them, it charges up the batteries, which are around back on this unit. We've done ours piece by piece. We started out with one panel. Everything now in our house runs off of the solar electric except for our central air, and we may be putting that on our system as we add a few more panels.
Though the windmill and solar panels make Maurer's house distinctive from the outside, the inside includes appliances that you'd expect in most homes. He's got a refrigerator, washer, and dryer, though they are special energy-efficient models. Near his kitchen sink, he's got a monitor the size of a light switch. That's where he closely monitors his power sources.
This little green light tells me if my wind machine's running, and this little orange light tells me if my well pump's running. So I have a few little extra gizmos that most people wouldn't have.
The main reason Maurer is up to date with his alternative energy devices is his occupation. He's a contractor for his wife's business, Solar Creations. He says interest in solar energy is at an all-time high. Much of the reason is the changing of the century, specifically fears of a Y2K blackout. Even though utilities insist there won't be a problem when the calendar turns to the year 2000, Maurer says lots of people are buying energy systems to run independently from utilities.
It's not just Y2K driving the market. It is right now, but what we're looking at is the future where people are building new houses, and many of them actually set their houses up from the very start off-grid just because the power company wants to charge them between $5,800 to up to $20,000. And in a case like that, they can get into a system for less than what it costs just to have the line put in from the power company.
Technological breakthroughs are also driving the solar renaissance. Mark Hobrecht is a chemical engineer at the NASA Glenn Research Center near Cleveland, where he works to develop better fuel cells for the space shuttle. Hobrecht says hydrogen fuel cell technology in particular is a perfect fit for solar energy.
You know, if you had a real sunny summer, which we typically have, and the days are longer in the summer, you can just, you know, store up your hydrogen in, like, propane tanks and use that all winter long when the sun's not shining. So I think the combination of some cost reductions with fuel cells will make solar arrays look more attractive.
Hobrecht has built a solar-powered cottage on his property. It was one of the buildings featured in this year's Ohio Solar Homes Tour. In some states, electric deregulation laws are also helping expand development of alternative energy. Beginning January of 2001, a provision called net metering goes into effect in Ohio. It requires utilities to buy excess electricity that's generated from private sources. Most other Great Lakes states in the region have versions of a net metering law.
And that is a real benefit and a possible boom to the solar industry.
Carol Saley is Ohio's executive director of SEED, Sustainable Energy for Economic Development.
Because what that means is your average homeowner will not necessarily have to have batteries on site in his home. What this person can do is sell its surplus electricity back to the grid and pull it back, purchase it when they need it. So in essence, you're using the grid as your backup battery storage system.
Saley says eliminating the need for batteries drastically cuts the cost of a solar or wind power system and makes them more competitive with traditionally generated electricity. For many solar enthusiasts such as Brian Maurer, pulling the plug on utility companies is the ultimate goal, and he says he's almost there.
At some point, we're looking to shut the power company off and just using our generator for our backup power.
If the millennium begins without power interruptions, alternative energy will have to survive on its own merits. But some industry observers believe that the attention Y2K has created has greatly expanded the market for alternative energy. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Lee Garnett in Cleveland.